Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. The Gen 40 heaters are back in stock. With skyrocketing heating bills, they sold out and will go fast again. If you missed the last special, order fast and now at EdenPureDeals.com. For this week or until they run out, you can get the stylish and strong Eden Pure Gen 40 heater with code Howie50.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
As I said earlier this week, people know I take classified documents and classified material seriously.
The report that came out yesterday about a second batch of documents, Peter Ducey now reports that they were found at the president's home in Wilmington, Delaware.
Here we go.
Classified material next to your Corvette. What were you thinking?
People, and by the way, my Corvette's in a locked garage. Okay, so it's not like you're sitting out in the street.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The problem with this bill is not that it makes anything, provides any new protection. The problem with this bill is that it endangers some infants.
Where are you getting this information?
By stating that that infant must immediately be brought to the hospital.
That's what they're there for.
Why was it lawyers doing the moving from the first location? I mean, normally when we move something, you get your relatives together, you buy pizza, and you get a truck, and you move things.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Friends help you move. Good friends help you move bodies. It's an old saying. Thinking about that today, it's tough. The lawyers send lawyers, guns, and money, and a moving van, apparently. That's the way Brandon sees things. This is a very, very unique day in the United States of America. A special prosecutor has been appointed to investigate a Democrat. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I mean, I can't even say it with a straight face. Does anyone think that this guy, what's his name, Robert Hur, H-U-R, what happened to, is he any relation to Ben? It's the only person I ever knew named Hur. Does he, this guy have a chariot? And he is going to be the special prosecutor that is going to get to the bottom of this case with the documents that Brandon seemed to have left above a steakhouse and next to the Corvette, and God only knows where else these are going to turn up. It's this is just I don't know. I'm enjoying it because the double standard is amazing here. They are so eager to explain this one away. As I was just telling Grace, you know, it's like when they were at Mar-a-Lago. It was like, you know, they can't get into Mar-a-Lago, obviously, but they were, you know, they're on the other side of the intercoastal on the lake, West Palm Beach side, and it was like they just hit Mega Millions. They were doing everything but waving the ticket. I got $1.5 billion. They're so giddy, gleeful, ecstatic. And they got Michael Beschloss on there. We played the cut yesterday, the presidential historian, so-called, talking about how this could be treason. And, you know, all these Trump derangement syndrome sufferers are posting these grainy photographs of Julius and Ethel Rosenberg, who were Democrats. I mean, they were communists. Well, what's the difference? For the Soviet Union back in the late 40s, they were executed in 50 for treason, espionage, giving the atomic bomb secrets to the Russians. And, you know, now it's like they're just crestfallen. They're heartbroken that Brandon finds himself in this situation. And the more you find out about this Penn Biden Center, and how it was just, it was a conduit for Chinese communist money, red Chinese money. I mean, the offices were above a steakhouse in D.C., on Capitol Hill. But it would have been more appropriate had the offices been above a laundromat. because they were laundering money out of there. You know, that's where Joe Biden got the $1 million that he was getting as he calls it, a full professor at the University of Pennsylvania. But of course, you know, he wasn't really a full professor, just like he wasn't any of the other things that he's claimed to be over the years. 844-500-4242. But you know, he's just really struggling here, like Joe Namath would say, to explain everything that has been going on. So let's just have him struggling through the through his statements here. Let's start with cut 15.
But as I said earlier this week, people know I take classified documents and classified material seriously. I also said we're cooperating fully and completely with the Justice Department's review.
As part of that process,
my lawyers reviewed other places where documents from my time as vice president were stored, and they finished the review last night.
Do they have Tara Reid's complaint of sexual harassment when you were a senator? Is that still at the University of Delaware? Has anyone ever thought to Xerox that and get it into a secure box, you know, in a garage or a closet, or I mean, not even a storage facility. I got some stuff stashed in a storage facility in Needham or Newton. I guess it's across in the Newton line. And that's a lot more secure than a garage, because you got to break through two or three locks to get into my box of stuff, which is mainly like mementos. It's kind of like Donald Trump's mementos down at Mar-a-Lago, you know, like programs to sporting events that I've attended or political conventions, that kind of stuff. Whereas, you know, Donald Trump had nothing about Ukraine. He got impeached for a phone call to the president of Ukraine, who made an unfortunate decision ratings-wise to call into the Golden Globes the other night. It's like going into the witness protection program, being on the Golden Globes, even in a recorded statement. But anyway, here is cut 16, part 2.
They discovered a small number of documents of classified markings in storage areas and file cabinets in my home and my personal library. This was done in the case of the Biden Penn Center. The Department of Justice was immediately notified, and the lawyers arranged for the Department of Justice to take possession of the document.
Struggling.
My personal library. When Joe Biden says that, it's almost as laughable as his think tank, isn't it? His personal library. Mr. President, how many coloring books do you have in there? Do you have the full set of Crayola crayons, or just one of those small sets like you get at a restaurant for the kiddies? And how about they had classified markings on them? You know, when Trump had these documents, remember, they were nuclear secrets. He was selling these things to our mortal enemies, our geopolitical adversaries. Now they just got some markings on them. It's not a big deal. Forget about it. 617. I like how he uses the term review in lieu of investigation to give the impression of a innocuous intent. Sickening. Yeah, I mean, this again, it's all Democrat speak, new speak. You know, that's a good point. Review as opposed to investigation. And I haven't. Where is Dr. Michael Beschlaus? Does he think that this could be a capital crime? He thought it was with Trump, didn't he? What's the difference? Trump's documents were in a lot more secure facility than either the broom closet above the steakhouse or next to the vet in Wilmington, Delaware. I wonder, has John Paul McIsaac looked through his storage area at the computer repair shop? I know it's closed now because he got too many death threats from demented Democrats. But 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242, 917. Of course, you understand that the story is going to be that unlike Trump, Biden quickly admitted it. It'll be he didn't quickly admit it. This happened in November. And it's now January. It's now more than 2 months later. And Trump, when they told Trump there was a problem, he more securely made sure that the documents couldn't be tampered with or taken out. I mean, it was a joke at Mar-a-Lago. This is a joke too. The thing that makes this pleasurable is that the double standard, and now it's revealed, and they have to go through this elaborate hoax, and that's what it's going to be, a hoax of having a special counsel to investigate Biden. They're still trying to put Trump in prison. I mean, obviously, the wheels have come off this wagon that to put Trump in prison for these documents, but they're still going to make an effort. The rabid anti-Trumpers, you know who they are. The Weissmans, the next generation of Weissmans, are going to be going after Trump tooth and nail, even though obviously Biden was worse. 844-500-4242. Biden is still the president. The red wave not happening was not what the stock market was expecting. The pre-election rally may now be over. This is all the more reason for you to protect your assets. In times of political and economic crisis like this one, historically, investors have turned to precious metals. You need to think about doing the same. Monetary gold makes the process easy. What we are seeing is a once-in-every-generation opportunity. Some analysts predict gold going as high as $5,000 per ounce. A network analyst is predicting $15,000 in just 3 years. Monetary Gold has a new guide available. The title is 5 Money Mistakes That Could Crush Your Retirement in the Next 6 Months. Also included is the nation's number one most requested asset protection guide for more than 20 years. Inside, you will learn the one secret investment of the top 1% and how to protect your retirement from a runaway spend and tax federal government like the one we have now. To order your guide today, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. Monetary Gold is rated a top 5 with the Better Business Bureau for 22 years, as well as with Consumer Affairs and Retirement Living. My listeners who open a qualified account now will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To find out more, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500, 1-800-267-6500, or go to monetarygold.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Who else is going to put tax cheats like John Kerry in their place?
Everybody has to pay taxes, even businessmen that rob and steal and cheat from people every day. Even they have to pay taxes.
Howie Carr will be right back. He's fighting for the little guy.
Ask him to go in there with all they've got and win just one for the Kipper.
He's Howie Carr.
You know, I just thought of a better poll question. Taylor, can we shift it around?
I suppose.
The question is this the beginning of a conspiracy to keep Brandon from running for re-election in 2024? Don't you think that's a better question than the one we've got?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, let's we'll give the results for this one, but then we'll switch it around in the next break. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Enjoy spring on the Cape with April rates at $179.99 a night. Or schedule now to have your summer trip set with breakfast included Memorial Day through September 20th. Book online now at NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com. Taylor, what's the poll question that's about to be removed?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in right now and in a few moments at HowieCarshow.com, is who's going to be the more dedicated special counsel, Robert Hur investigating Joe Biden or Jack Smith investigating Donald Trump?
Obviously, Jack Smith is going to...
Yeah. 74% say Jack Smith.
It's like, you know, you don't send a pug out to, you know, be the your retriever when you're out hunting, you know, and you don't get a pit bull because you like to have a lap dog, right? You send different animals out for different duties, and her probably walks around with a seeing eye dog and a white cane, and doesn't have any teeth, and whereas Jack Smith is going to be. And by the way, is Jack Smith his real name, or is that just another alias? I don't know. 844-500-4242, 508. This is absolutely the way they're going to get Biden from running again. I don't know. I at first I thought that was just a crazy conspiracy theory. As the days have gone on, it's only been 48 hours. I begin to sense perhaps there's something to it. You know, there's no conspiracy theory too big not to believe. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
Don't you think this is all orchestrated to keep Republicans in the House from getting any information or any documentation? They'll just say, and Jean-Pierre's going to come out and say he can't answer any questions because, as you know, he's under special counsel and he's not allowed to give any information.
I you know, I'm not sure that there really is anything in these documents. You know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe that's it. But I really think it's much more likely that they're going to say, you know, he's got these problems, and he was getting. I think he was. That's why he went to El Paso last weekend to say, you know, I'm a very, you know, hands-on type of president. You know, I'm going to, you know, get down and dirty and get all these problems resolved, and the inflation rate is coming down, although it's really not, et cetera, et cetera. And the Democrats, he would be president for six more years if he were reelected. Six more. The condition he's in now, I mean, 6 months would be a long time for him to stay in office. I mean, he's going to, but he has no idea what he's doing, obviously. John, thanks for the call. John, another John. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie. Doesn't this remind you of the Gotti crime family where they had the Raven downstairs? Then they used to go upstairs into the Biden Penn thing, and, you know, John Gotti used to have his meeting up there.
The Ravenite Social Club?
Yes, the Ravenite Social Club. It's a perfect fit.
Right. Or come to think of it, Triple O's in the lower end of South Boston. You know, you had Triple O's down on the ground floor, and then you went upstairs, and that's where Whitey had his office, where he killed people.
It has been 0 days since
He's
the last mention
up.
Of Whitey
Bulger. You know, he brought it up, so I brought up a more local reference. They all have clubhouses. Larry Bayoni had the one on North Margin Street. Jerry Angiulo had it on Prince Street. You know, they had the Wimpy Bennett and Salemi and Flemmy had the garages. Everybody. You're right. He's right. Everybody's got a social club. And the Biden crime family, why should they be any different? Nick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nick, quickly.
Howie, a couple of things. But please allow me at the very end to give you a nice juicy tidbit about Mr. Robert Hur. You'll like it. Okay, number one, we're exactly where Comey was when he was going to issue his exoneration report for that miserable human being, Clinton. U.S. Code 18, Section 7.
Give me the information on Hur, because we're running out of time, Nick. What do you got on Hur? H-U-R.
You boil down to the special counsel, okay? You will not be able to allow... Well, you will now be asking questions of Christopher Wray, who will tell you over and over, I can't comment on an ongoing investigation. Robert Hur worked for him as an assistant under U.S. attorney.
Well, Robert Hur worked for Christopher Wray. The prosecution rests and moves for a directed verdict of guilty. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I'm just looking at the picture of the boxes behind the Corvette in the garage. It looks like every other garage in America, doesn't it? Who doesn't have boxes like that that are falling apart? And you know, the thing is, there's a leak in the base, there's a leak in the garage, and some water gets in and it just sits there. And pretty soon the cardboard is just like, it's like a wet sponge, you know? Taylor, what is the new poll question? And I don't guess we don't have any results that thus far, but we just put in a new poll question. What is it?
Is the discovery of classified documents part of a conspiracy to prevent Biden from running in 2024?
I'm going to say yes.
Let's see what the results are thus far. Probably 74% say yes.
All right. Okay, that's a better question. Okay. 844-500-4242. This is another fun day. I like these kinds of scandals breaking. I like to pounce. I like to seize. I like to weaponize.
It almost sounds like you're salivating, if I'm being honest.
I'm having a lot of fun today, Grace. I just tweeted out a story about the Massachusetts State Republican Party Chairman Jim Jones Lyons. Apparently his treasurer just sent a packet of information to the State Office of Campaign and Political Finance, the regulatory agency, saying he's violated all kinds of financial laws in the secret private eye investigation of Mara Healey, the governor's sex life. It's a good story. Good story. I just tweeted out, go to, you know, follow me on Twitter and you can see all the documents that are involved in the case.
Make sure you give out your handle. It's at Howie Carr Show.
At Howie Carr Show, and you can follow it. And we also have another Kool-Aid Chronicles today on the members of the Republican State Committee who are backing Jim Jones Lyons, even as he tries to finish destroying the Republican Party. Got a lot of good stuff up there. Taylor, thanks for working hard to get this stuff up before the show started. Anyway, now it's time for Grace's News.
Yes, and this actually goes along with your poll question a little bit, Howie, because the timing of all of this is making some people, including us, I mean, we're definitely raising our eyebrows at the timing of all this. The New York Times claims that charges against Hunter Biden could be imminent. Keep in mind, we've heard this before. This has been like closing in on these charges for a very long time.
I'm putting my wrist out for a nice slap. I'm pretending to be Hunter Biden. That's what he's going to get.
Yeah, the U.S. Attorney for Delaware is nearing a decision about whether to prosecute Hunter Biden. But it is weird.
Like he's going to make the decision, right? Come on. Who's kidding who?
It is weird, though, that it's all happening at once. And it's hard not to feel like, and I said this from the first batch, Howie, it's hard not to feel like this is a coordinated effort to stop him. I think that he was coming back from that border visit. He was coming back from St. Croix. He had that little tan, that little suntan, and he was gearing up to make his big announcement.
Larry from Springfield says that he thinks that they're going to just throw Biden under the bus, so that'll give him an excuse to go after Trump and say, look, we got rid of our reprobate, and so Trump's got to go away too.
I don't know.
That's a stretch. Yeah, I don't think they'd put Biden in prison. I'm not even sure he would know he was in prison anyway. You know, if they had to put him in prison, they'd have to send him to one of the two medical facilities. You know, either Springfield, Missouri, where Frank Salemi just died, or Devens, you know, in air.
Where
Carlos Danger was incarcerated for a number of years.
I just think there's so much of this that doesn't pass the smell test. Like the lawyers in the closet. Now we've got the aides in the garage. And it's all giving the vibe of, we're going to start hearing about the 25th Amendment soon. Like, there's going to be rumblings of, I don't know if he should really, he doesn't know where everything is. You know, this might be not a good thing. And then once you start hearing that, then you know
again,
that
too,
the dogs
I don't think
are
we
out.
Can repeat it often enough, too, that, you know, Trump was the president of the United States. He has the right to declassify whatever he wants. And he claims all those documents he declassified. Brandon, as the vice president, did not have that right. No one else has that right other than the president. So, you know, if you want to say there's two different standards here, then I think Trump is more likely to be without legal jeopardy than Biden is.
Yeah, and I think there's two other facets of this. I think it's the timing of it, which Ed O'Keefe was bringing up a lot yesterday. Like, why did we wait? Why did the White House wait to tell people, which we know it was for the midterms? And the second part of it is what Jim Jordan and you, Howie, have been bringing up, which is, why are you having lawyers clear out closets? Like, what is this? It doesn't make any sense to anybody.
There's a lot of stuff about Brandon that doesn't make any sense, even as he explains it.
Yeah, and you know, Jim Jordan also, not to keep going back to this, but he had a really good point yesterday. They were talking about how, like, the FBI and all these agencies, they'll sometimes, they'll hear about something, but they'll wait till after or before an election because they don't want to influence an election. And, you know, remember back to James Comey, you know, he wasn't sure if he was going to reveal the information about Hillary because he didn't want to affect the election. And then you had Bill Barr. And Jim Jordan had a great point. Like, why don't you just tell us what you know when you know it and let us decide? Like, stop doing this tap dancing around, when should we tell the American people this? Because it might affect how they feel about this candidate. Just tell us what's happening and we'll figure out the rest. We don't need you being the arbiters of when people can know things.
You know, the thing is, if they hadn't raided Mar-a-Lago and made such a big deal about it and made up the lies about the nuclear secrets and espionage and all that, then this wouldn't be such a big deal, would it?
Right. But they set the standard. They make the rules. I'm just playing by their game, Howie.
Right.
If it's worth setting your hair on fire for Trump, then get out the matches and set them on fire for Biden.
Yeah, we ask for no special treatment for Joe Biden. He should just be treated like
past presidents that came before him. Yeah, no, I agree. Hey, Howie, you're going to have all day, though, to give Joe Biden your full attention. I think it would be nice if we could pay a little attention to his vice president, Kamala Harris. She was visiting Ann Arbor today, and she's got some amazing sound cuts I think you're really going to want to hear.
I convened, and I've convened now at least three times, a group that is their acronym, CARICOM. It is the Caribbean Nations, Island Nations. In the Western Hemisphere, that is where the Caribbean is, we are also in the Western Hemisphere. They are our neighbors.
You don't say.
This is geography with the VP. And
I think of this moment as a moment that is about great momentum, inspired by, yes, optimism, inspired by a crisis, no doubt, but inspired by also our collective ability to see what can be unburdened by what has been. And that's critically important.
That's one of her favorite lines, to see
what... Wait a second. To see... I didn't quite follow that one.
By also our collective ability to see what can be unburdened by what has been.
To see what can be unburdened.
And that's critically
by what has been. She says that a lot, Howie, and there was actually a montage at one point, I'm not sure who made it, where they show her saying that. She'll say it at all these different events, and she does the same hand movement every time she says it. So it's like a little, it's a memorized part of her routine. But that's one of her favorite quotes.
Grace, I want the record to show I don't know what questions I didn't answer. I'm prepared later. Thank you very much.
Well, I think that the moment...
That was Joe Biden, obviously, yesterday. How does that rank up with the unburdened? I mean, they're... Which is more incoherent?
Howie, I think the moment you just had was a moment that was, of all the moments, very momentous.
In the Western Hemisphere.
Thank you.
Which is where we're at right now.
Hey, but we saved the best one for last. It would
it's
not
in the same
be,
part of the world as the Caribbean.
It would not be a Kamala Harris.
Where there's
Harris,
some island nations.
It would not be a Kamala Harris speech if she did not mention one of her favorite things. Not Venn diagrams, but electric school buses.
You know what also excites me? Among the many things, I'm excited about electric school buses. I love electric school buses. I just love them for so many reasons. Maybe because I went to school on a school bus. Raise your hand if you went to school on a school bus, right?
She's going to take an electric school bus to the moon, and she's going to shake hands with the man in the moon.
Howie, that cut...
Unless he's made out of green cheese.
Howie, that cut, she sounds like someone who is at a party and had a lot of the punch and is just got you cornered telling you about something you don't care about, but they're doing it with such enthusiasm. Like, she is revved up about those school buses.
Yeah, this is one where the guy who owns the bar overhears someone saying that at the bar, and he gets the bartender's attention and shakes his head. No more.
Yeah, that person.
That's it.
Don't send anything else their way. Really crazy. Hey, Howie, I was
As Ken Kesey used to say, you're either on the bus or you're off the bus.
I talked about this a little bit, Howie, in my show, but I didn't have that much time. I do think it's worth letting the audience know there's been a little bit of a scandal for Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago. She sent an email to Chicago public school teachers Wednesday asking them to encourage their students to volunteer to help her win a second term as mayor and, in exchange, earn class credit.
You're kidding. That sounds like some Jim Jones Lions would, though.
I think it sounds like the, who was the mayor, Howie, of Baltimore who was writing the children's
books? Was it Mosley? I think, no, not Mosby. She was the DA. Oh, God, how soon we forget.
Yeah, those lines. The email says participants in the externship program would be expected to contribute 12 hours per week to the Lightfoot campaign, and students could earn class credit for doing so. Grace.
Wow.
Grace's news is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, where I bought my RAV4, or at least my RAV4. I love the staff. I love everybody. Brad at Toyota, Jim, everybody there is great. You get a buying experience that is easy, personalized, and moves at your own pace. Car buying or leasing the way you want it to be. So go to toyotaofportsmouth.com. That's it for me, Howie.
Okay. Thank you, Grace.
Thank you.
My friends at Eden Pure are extending their Gen 40 heater special for one more week while supplies last. Reduce your heating bills with the Gen 40 heater. If you missed the last special, order fast and now at EdenPureDeals.com. You can get the stylish and strong Eden Pure Gen 40 heater with $50 off with code Howie50. The Gen 40 heater combines infrared and convective heat to warm a room and warms you to the bones. The heater is completely safe around kids and pets with no exposed elements. Not only do I love the Gen 40 heater, but my listeners do as well. One wrote, I use this heater to heat my garage while working on my car. It did a great job heating my garage at a comfortable range. Another excellent product by Eden Pure. Right now you can save $50 with code Howie50 at EdenPureDeals.com. Last year, Eden Pure sold out of their Gen 40 heaters, so you need to order early while supplies last. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie50. Save today and be prepared for the cold temps. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie50. Shipping is free.
I'm Howie. You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network. Looking for Howie Carr on YouTube? Well, you won't find him there.
Yee-haw! Where are you?
Watch the show live and uncensored at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.
All right, joining us now is the new financial wizard of The Howie Carr Show, Jeff Cutter of the Cutter Financial Group in Falmouth, Massachusetts. Jeff, thanks for being with us here on The Howie Carr Show.
Hey, Howie, how are you? Although I must tell you, last week when I was down at your place, we were doing the show, and it was 82 degrees, nice and sunny. Well, now I'm back here on my perch here in Falmouth, and it's about 41, rainy, cold, dark. I'm coming back down there to see you.
Well, you're welcome anytime, and a lot of people are moving out, especially with the millionaires tax kicking in, which is not just for millionaires, as we all know. But, Jeff, the first question I want to ask you today is there was a story in the Wall Street Journal, inflation takes bigger bite, biggest bite for middle-income households. You know, what can you do to avoid this? I mean, you want to be a problem solver for people. How do you solve this problem that the middle class is getting eaten alive by this inflation?
Well, yeah, they actually are. I mean, you know, when I was in school, we were always taught that inflation had been called a tax on the poor, but that's not what's happening right now. You know, I was reading a thing over the weekend from the Congressional Budget Office, and you know, did you realize that many low-income households have benefited exceptionally from low employment rates, and they found jobs, and their wages have actually increased? Now, a lot of that has to do, right, with the Washington Wizards down there giving free payments out to
right. That's the extent of the COVID emergency. Just again this weekend, even though Brandon said it was over, it so they can keep giving out the higher welfare. Yeah, Graham says that poor people that don't work are in some cases making more money than the middle class. So, you know, what do you tell people who come into your office that say, you know, the taxes are killing me. I'm working my butt off, and you know, I'm not making as much money as the guy sitting on his rear end next door.
Yeah, I mean, well, so one of the first things that you have to do is you have to evaluate where you spend your money. When you look at the, particularly in the middle class, the major cost that they have are food and energy and healthcare and medicine. And those are the three things that are going through the roof. I mean, if you've got, you know, millions and millions of dollars, you don't care whether you're paying $2 for a gallon of gas, or you're paying $5. Well, guess what? You know, when you go into the food stores, when you go into Shaw's, and you go into a Stop and Shop, we see people just staring, okay, at the aisles and in amazement as far as how much food has. Look at eggs, up 59.9%. I got three daughters, right, just like you. And I stopped home for lunch today, and there's my kid going out to buy eggs because the ones in the fridge are outdated. It is crazy, right? But what we have to do is take responsibility, look where our money is going, and if we have to cut back, instead of buying, you know, high-end gyms, go for $10 to Planet Fitness. I mean, look at their stock. It is at almost an all-time high. Look at places like Dollar General, right? Their stock is an all-time high because you're right. The middle class are absolutely getting killed.
Have you got something that you can give or direct our listeners and viewers to today, Jeff Cutter?
Yeah, sure. So one thing, Howie, I would just like to say, if I can teach anybody out there, right now with all of these times being uncertain, you really need to have an effective retirement process that takes into account the long-term goals, objectives, age, expected retirement, and more. And you should include a downside risk process that anticipates any type of market and has a plan to ensure a market crash doesn't ruin the portfolio. Those are two big things, particularly for the middle class. At Cutter, we are passionate about teaching. Right, and we work with each client to teach them how to build their retirement process. If you go to our website called retirementfortoday.com, that was built particularly for the Howie Carr Show.
Retirement for Today. That's FOR Today.
Yeah.
Retirementfortoday.com. Yeah. What can people find out there?
Well, what we put together was the five big threats to your retirement. And if you can't get onto the website, just call our office. Talk to Bonnie or my wife, Jill, and that's at 508-388-7175.
Okay, give us that number again.
Yeah, sure. It's area code 508-388-7175. And the website, again, is retirementfortoday.com.
And Jeff thinks of himself as a problem solver, and everyone's got problems looking at their portfolios, looking at the price of eggs and everything else. And so, Jeff, give us the phone number one more time and the website.
Yeah, sure. It is area code 508-388-7175, and the website is retirementfortoday.com.
Thank you, Jeff Cutter. I'm Howie Carr.